Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need a platform to fight the mainstream. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up with us.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, just download the time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Study your content, review what it did. Do everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable, we beat, we brought our beats, we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, you keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the reason, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's beauty, it's a life, dog. Hip hop ain't dead, represent for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the head. Tupac and P, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder man.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. This is episode 628, Murder Master Music Show. We got a reggae legend in the house tonight, Julian Marley, the son of the late great Bob Marley. Let's welcome him right now. Julian, how you doing?
I was doing good, my brother. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for taking time out to do this. I know you're very busy. You're on tour right now. I really appreciate
you. Thank you.
What's the tour been like, and how many cities have you done, and how many cities do you got left?
Well, it's been quite fire so far. You know, it's quite nice. It's a short tour. We've got 8 shows, you know, on the West Coast here, so covering quite a few places on the West here. So it's been going good, you know, and the vibes are very high, spiritually high, you know.
Yeah, quite a turnout, I imagine.
Yeah, quite a nice little gathering, you know.
It's good to see this because, you know, people right now in the world, so many people are divided. There's a lot of crazy things going on. It's good to see people to come together through music. Just like your father, you bring a lot of people together through music. How does that make you feel during these times that we're all going through?
Well, it makes me feel like we've been doing the right thing all of these years, you know? Like our father's work has been for a purpose. And now it makes sense that we continue the purpose because it's the same thing, you know, the world is a circle. As they say, it goes around, comes around, everything, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. So, it's a new generation, again, coming up. It's very important that we keep, you know, the music remains to be the vehicle for the message of justice, equality, love, unity, all of these things that are good and what the human, you know, lacking in the human race today, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, so a lot of consideration is needed, a lot of compassion, you know. The music of compassion, yes.
Music definitely brings people together. I've been covering hip-hop for many years, and I've noticed that with hip-hop music, and right now people, they need to just come together. Now, speaking of hip-hop, I know Snoop Dogg, he seems to really be in your corner. What's it like knowing him?
Well, I met him quite a number of years. I met him like from 97 originally, you know. So, you know, obviously, it's not like I know him, you know, much, but, you know, there's something within, you know, and is this unity power that we're talking about, you know. And, you know, especially in the marijuana business, you don't have much, you know, black people, you know, that are really forefront in the business. You know, hip-hop and reggae music first, has been advocating, you know, certain kind of messages that it connects with the hip-hop, you know, the culture. And it's one people, you know, it's one people, it's one music. And it's great to be, you know, and I thank Snoop Dogg lots for supporting, you know, as is, because it's one people, one message, you know what I mean? And it's all about the upliftment, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, upliftment of our people.
And he does a lot, yeah. A lot of work, you know, in Los Angeles, especially after, you know, Nipsey passed, rest in peace.
Yeah.
You know, and even before that, you know, does a lot
yes.
of work trying to bring people together in the community. You yourself, you know, this tour that you're doing right now, it's to raise awareness for childhood cancers. I lost my dad November 18th of last year to cancer, and just as you lost your father as well.
Yes.
You know, I really, really commend
yes.
you for doing this, because there's not enough people standing up to the plate trying to cure this already, or trying to not only cure it, but tackle the cancer industry, because it is an industry. It's a horrible
business. It's an
business.
Industry, man. It's an industry
yeah.
like gambling and all the rest of the garbage that they have out there, you know? Money making.
Yeah.
Oh, can't we don't know how to make money off of it. Oh, we can't give, don't give food to the people, because we don't know how. You see, if they didn't know how to make money off of food, the whole world would be starving, you know? If it was up to certain societies, how they see it, if they don't make money off of it, well, don't give it. We have the answer, but we can't give it because we can't earn. But yet it's something for your life. It's food, water, shelter, whatever you're looking for that you need, necessities of life. You know? So
yeah.
We have to, yeah, we will be standing up very strong fighting, because, you know, once bitten, twice shy, you know? So, you know, once bitten and then twice now, because it's something that I've experienced in my family again, you know, recently also. And
I'm
just
sorry
to see
to
that, just to see, thank you, my brother, just to see that so many years can pass by and you still haven't fixed the old problem from, you want to fix new problems, but you haven't fixed the old problem, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the new problems are building spaceships and building bombs to kill people that cost billions. But the old problem is spending maybe, who knows, not even 10% of that money to save the whole earth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's an industry, and we're sick of it right now. You know?
Just
sick
a
of that
dollars,
kind of industry right
a
now.
A few points of percentage of what they spend on wars could feed the
yeah.
entire population a few times over.
Old population, yeah.
You know, it's the people in charge that are making these horrible, horrendous decisions, but it's also up to us, the people, to hold their feet to the fire, you know?
Yes. I know that the Grand Creator has created everything, so we don't look to no man for that answer. We know the answer within ourselves. And he said he created, you know, the Lord is the fullness thereof. That means that everything that we need is here on Mother Earth, you know. Every healing that we want, anything that we need, God has made it here for us. So
yeah.
to know that someone's going to say, hey, you're hiding this knowledge, which is not even something hard, I don't think. You know, it's about knowing which what herb or what bush, what plant is the healing. What do we need to put together, boil a concoction, and that's the answer. So the antidote could be so simple and so cheap, because you know, the plant, Jah made the plants that to grow free, so you can never tell what is the healing. So that's why in Jamaica we have the, they call him the bush doctor, you know, and he knows
the
different bushes that are good for you. Yeah.
yeah.
And then you find out that
the
medicine is cheap, you know, free.
You know, Julian, I saw I saw this documentary, Julian, years ago, and they were following a bear population in Alaska, and the bears ate these certain berries and different fruits. None of those bears would ever get cancer. And then they started feeding them processed foods, and almost all of them got cancer. I mean, it's everywhere, and they're allowing it in, but, you know, education gets to the people to, we can say, okay, don't eat this, eat this instead, you know, we can dramatically turn things around. It's just right now, they're using suppression of information.
Yes.
Well, I commend cats like yourself for doing what you're doing, man, you know, real talk.
Give thanks, my brother. Give thanks.
You just recently dropped a video, Broken Sail. I want to go to that song real quick. Can you kind of intro this for us and tell the people what this song is about?
Well, this song is called Broken Sail, you know, and it's just basically about how I vision the world today. This is my expression, how I'm going to express the world as the ship, you know. Being in the sea on a, you know, in a stormy day, and there's no sail. So that is like you're saying a ship out of control. Well, this is a world out of control, you know, and it's up to us to find out we're gonna get this sail back working again and get the world back on the track where we're supposed to be, you know. So. Like a ship with a broken sail many, many miles away from shore. Sometimes that's how I feel, you know, and that's basically what the song is, you know, and making you know that unity is the only way and love is the only way to get the ship back on track, you know.
Change. I don't wanna feel this way no more. Well, I don't wanna feel this way no more. Oh no, look how far we come, and still no liberty. Unity and love can eliminate poverty. I see you got no potential and a few mouths to feed. Oppression on
On the line, let's bring him back on. Man, I just want to say this, brother, the talent definitely runs in the family. This song, what has been the reaction you've been getting?
We've been getting a lot of love, but, you know, from the fans, you know, and I think, you know, they've been feeling, you know, what we've been talking about. And that's the main thing, you know. So we feel good, you know. We feel good to know that the message, that we are able to, you know, do what we love. We just spread, you know, the message through the music. So this is great, you know. Yeah, it's very, really great.
Yeah, people and, are, you know, definitely getting behind it. And I know that, you know, you want to work with legendary musicians who have the same message and dedication, inspiration that you have. Who are some of the ones that, that you'd like to work with in the future?
I want to, I forgot, kind of check it out deeply. Cause, you know, yeah, his lyrical content is the thing, you know. So,
yeah, got to be saying
yeah,
something.
I have a few different artists. I mean, we can name one, J. Cole. You know, J. Cole has a vibe where we can see that we're speaking the same language, you know, which is progress, upliftment, justice, you know, the whole thing, you know, awareness as a people, you know. So that is, you know, the mission that we're on right now is special mission. You know, we don't have any time to be talking things that don't have any real weight in people's life. The music that we making supposed to kind of lift you high, you know. And if it can't lift you high, we're not making that, not that, that music, you know.
It's real talk.
So, yes, I.
People are definitely, you know, what I'm saying, need to be uplifted now. And you're doing a lot of work too, cannabis research and whatnot. I know
yes.
You're going to be, you know what I'm saying, receiving the Icon Award from Canna Kids. Can you talk
a little bit
about the cannabis research and the stuff that you guys are doing?
Well, I have a brand now. You know, I have a brand called the Juju Royal. So Juju Royal is my nickname. So I've been, you know, working in the marijuana business for, say, maybe 5 years, you know. So right now, you know, even before the knowledge of, you know, certain kind of cancers and certain things, we already knew that we was on the right track, you know. Recently, we ended up in the CBD line where my own path led me to be researching for my own self. Oh, we're going to get this marijuana to work within the healing, you know. And then meeting up with, you know, Sister Tracy from Canna Kids, who's, you know, founder of the Canna Kids, and hear what she's doing, and to look at what I'm doing, and to see that it lines up exactly, you know, like the sun in the sky, you know. So when you check that out now, you know that this is something that I am 100%, 1,000,000% for, you know. And it goes hand in hand, you know, and it's just natural. And it's something that we're going to be backing behind it, pushing, you know, because that is where, you know, the progress lies for humanity, for mankind, you know. We don't do that. We're not doing nothing at all.
No. It helps so many people, you know. I remember when I saw a kid having a seizure, I saw a video, and the father just rubbed a little bit of oil in the kid's foot, and within just a couple seconds, the kid started to calm down. When you see that type of power in front of you, you got to be able to make that available to the people everywhere.
Right. And I, you know, I even read it, but even me myself, now, you know, you only learn when you feel, you know. Sometimes you only learn when you get to feel it. So now you learn it. Now you want to know, okay, so why isn't this knowledge out there so greatly that people know exactly how to use it, what to do, you know? How do we get this knowledge to believe, for the masses to believe? So that is what we're working on right now, to show you the proof and to make you know, so this is what you do. And, you know, we can show it being proven more than X amount of times that you need to know. Oh, look, it happened once, twice, three times, four times, five times, 10 times. Okay, it works, you know. So that is what we're about right now, you know. Because we could find the research on YouTube, but you cannot find the research, like, say, in the medical, wherever you go to get your, to get that oil, there's nobody there to tell you, this is what you need to do. And that's all we need, some information.
Oh, yeah, there's somebody, you're right. I mean, there really needs to be classes taught to people about it. You know, that way we can all get the proper knowledge, you know, because not all of us are willing to look for it. You want to be able to walk into a place and say, hey, I got migraines, I got anxiety, or I got stage 3 cancer, whatever it is. What can you give me to help me? And they should be able to direct you.
And how much dosage?
Yeah,
I get to find out this thing is a dosage thing. That's all it is, dosage. You know, so when you know what you need, You do it.
Yeah, most definitely. Do you have you know, I know you got the album, you know what I'm saying, As I Am.
Yes.
Do you have anything like in the works as far as like film, maybe documentary or anything like that to help raise awareness?
Well, that is something I think in the future. If something comes up, you know, I will be a part of it. You know, I don't think I could just jump up and do it by myself. But if something comes about, and like if someone comes to me and says, hey, we want to do this, I'll be like, yeah, you know. I won't even think about it because it's yeah, you know. It's a yes because whatever's for the benefit, we don't even think about it. We just know it's got to be done, you know.
Yeah. Definitely. And a lot of people, you know, activism and things like that, they'll do it, but they put it on the back burner. You know, I commend all artists, you know what I'm saying, like yourself, that got it out there in front. And, you know, you do the music with it hand in hand, like it goes together, you know.
It goes together.
Yeah.
And it really comes right back down to... Yeah, it comes right back down, you know. No matter what I see, I bring it right back down to God. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, everything channels right back. Because nature, the medicine, who created nature, who created the medicine? The Almighty, you know? So it all comes right back to, all right, tell me, God, oh, the universe. Tell me about what do we need in the universe. And we see, you know? We know, you know?
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. You just dropped another single the other day in video, Coolin' in Jamaica.
Yes.
We're going to go to that here in a couple minutes. Before we get into that, man, just break down what Jamaica is like for people that haven't been there and through your eyes and your perspective.
Well, Jamaica's a paradise. It's another paradise of the Almighty, you know. And, you know, you got that. The passion of the people, the culture, the reggae music, the upliftment, you know, the beaches, you know, the food. It is so, you know, if you want to be free, if you want to be And, it, you know, if you want to feel what freedom is, you know, you go to Jamaica, you know. What part of real freedom is. It's not the real freedom, but it shows you what freedom feels like, you know. And it is Jamaica, so we're cooling in Jamaica on the white warm sands, you know. Sipping on the juice, and I get a suntan. So that can sums up some of it for you, you know.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Oh, definitely. And the music video, great video. I just seen it before we got on the air. And this is Cooling in Jamaica. Go ahead and intro it for us, brother.
Yes, well, this is Julian Jijimali, and it's all about cooling in Jamaica.
Be right back.
Yes, sir.
Jamaica on the white warm sands. Sipping on the juice and I get a suntan. If you're thinking I'm a tourist, I'm a West Indian. Born in England and a true African. I'm gonna take it cool for a day. Just feel the waves. Time for myself to release and orchestrate. I've been working real hard. Now I'm tired and worn. Ain't no buts or maybes for this. I've been waiting long. Now we're cooling in Jamaica on the white warm sand. Sipping on a cocoa and I get a suntan. You're thinking I'm a tourist, I'm a West Indian. Born in England and a true African. Life full of greatness, it's wasted, it tasted. Yes, I might watch the clock, but still find time to rock. I found my solution to this stress and pollution. I'll go have some fun under the blue skies and sun now. Now we're cooling in Jamaica on the white warm sand. Sipping on the juice and I get a suntan. If you're thinking I'm a tourist, I'm a West Indian. Born in England and a true African. I'm relaxed but not lazy. Green trees keep me hazy. My vibe is so raised. I truly appreciate. Freedom of the mind is good. And your soul and body too. So live up to the best. And you'll have less respect. Now we're cooling in Jamaica on the white warm sand. Sipping on a cocoa and I get a suntan. If you're thinking I'm a tourist, I'm a West Indian. Born in England and a true African. You never know what summer stays. You never know what summer's time.
I'm a tourist, I'm a West Indian. But you're the teacher. Born in England, but a true African.
Your mind, so even if you don't get to go into Jamaica physically, spiritually, mentally, you go, you know.
Oh yeah,
yeah, definitely.
The album, you know, you have a lot of features on the album: Shaggy, Beanie Man. Of course, your brothers are on there as well. Man, what's it like when you get together with your brothers and you guys make music together? What's the atmosphere like in the recording studio?
Well, the atmosphere is like a winning soccer team or about to go out and score some goals, you know? Meaning the team just works. So, you know, we as brothers, we've been working from ever since. I can't even remember, you know. from kids, we're making music together. So it's just a natural gel that's so natural and just, yeah, you know, ideas coming together strong, you know. When we get together, it's solid. Everything's solid. You don't have to question it, you know. But individually, we always ask each other, like, what do you think about this, bro? But when we're working together, you know, you don't even need to ask questions. Everything's solid, you know. So it's a soccer team.
Close together.
Winning soccer team, yes. Any team that works together, win. You win, you know.
Yeah.
And you're doing the right thing, you become a winner. It's a great thing, you know, working together as a team. Any team, from you have a team, keep it going, you know.
And like I said, the talent is in the DNA. I mean, your father would be so proud. You were very, very young when he passed. Do you remember much about him? If so, what are some of your fondest memories about your father?
Well, you know, I just have like one memory that I can really remember. And it was at a concert in England, a place called Crystal Palace, you know. I just remember going backstage and shaking his hand, because I was born in London. So when he came to London, I went to the show, you know. So going to the show and seeing him behind backstage and shaking his hand, and running off with the rest of the kids because I was like 5 years old. So obviously I'm not going to be sitting. You could be running around with them kids. But that memory, you know, when you grow, you realize, say, wow, look at that. If you knew what you knew then, you wouldn't run nowhere. You'd be right there, you know what I mean? But you're a kid, so kids got to be kids, you know, and let the kids be free. So it was one of those kind of moments, and even if I only remember 2 seconds, that 2 seconds is a big part of life, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You know he's with you every step of the way. I mean, like I said, you guys are so talented. You know, his legacy lives on through you guys. And
yeah.
You know, you guys keeping it going. And the activism that he did, you guys, I commend you guys for everything you do, especially for children.
Thank you.
These kids need us the most, you know.
Yeah, they need it the most. They're just so young, they can't, you know, they can't make their decisions for themselves, you know. So it's up to us to make the best decisions. And then when we make our decisions, we want the exception from... Most times we look in the exceptions from the doctors to say, yes, you can use that, you know. But when they say, no, don't use that, and they don't have nothing to offer, then what do we do then? What do the parents do then, you know? More than to find our own solutions, whether somebody okays it or not, you know?
Yeah, we need some type of guidance. You know, it's a rough process, because it's like you're thrown into the fire and you don't know what to do, because anything you do could you know, could be good or bad. You just don't know.
Yeah.
They leave us on our own.
You don't know. And they, yeah, because if they don't know, then let us try what we need to try. And if it's the marijuana plant that we're going to find how to use it, then let us do that and make it available. You know, so they should, you know, so we're all human beings. So when we find something solution that works, hey, make it available, you know. It works. Make it available. Don't hide it and make it look like it's this big mystery or something. It's not a mystery. You know.
It's for the people.
It's a mystery when you when you're ignorant of knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah. When you hide things and conceal them for the rich. With my father, he could have got this therapy. It's an immune therapy where they take your cells and they fight the cancer with your own cells, but it doesn't hurt any good cells. It only goes after cancer. And since he didn't have the insurance, he had to go through like three or four stages of chemo before they would allow him to have that. He only made it through one. And it's crazy. If you got the money, you can have access to better treatment.
So these things make me very bitter. When I hear these things, they make me very, turned off of what our leaders say. They care for the people, and they do this. It makes me really wonder, because what is that, you know? And it's life.
Yeah.
It's life. Children, adults. You see, when it becomes a child now, it makes me even more like, lion.
They should have
like
access.
The lion really comes out. The lion really comes out there, you know? And that's when we start to write music that, you know, like our father has a song called Chant Down Babylon. He had to even just, you know, chant down Babylon because, you know, in music, because you get to see what is happening. So you can do no less than to chant down Babylon. And like when they, you know, when they say, you know, in the Bible, when they talk about when Jericho walls fall, you know, the music, they had to play music. You know, the priests were in front playing the music and the chanting of the souls of the Almighty. Break down the walls of oppression, you know. So that is what it's about right now, and bringing in the healing. And if they don't want to accept the healing, then we have to chant. Then we have to chant down Babylon, you know. Simple.
Bring them, first bring them the education. Bring them the knowledge.
Awareness, love, which does
exactly. Definitely.
And that brings me hope.
It's gonna get better through people like yourself, people like Snoop, people with a platform that could come together and just, like, educate the masses, you know? And
definitely.
You know, I salute you for that. I want to take a caller real quick. This is the homie Sin from France. He's on the line. I know he's got a question or two he wants to ask you real quick. Julian, Sin, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, Julian. Great.
Hi, hi. Bless.
Have you?
Yeah. Hi, Ray.
Can you tell us about your song, Arm Your Soul, on your first album, Lions in the Morning?
Arm Your Soul.
Which was a great song. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, well, Arm Your Soul, you know, spiritually speaking, and the music, you know, we have to arm our souls in this time, and arm your soul is being conscious of the spiritual power within you, and to know who create that power. Once we know, you know, then you our souls are armed. So our souls are armed by unity, you know, by keeping out all negativity out of our lives, you know, and being positive. And not just being positive, like, I'm positive, but why are we positive? Because the Almighty control all things. So that is how we arm our souls, you know. It's roots reggae, and as you know, roots reggae is the vehicle for carrying that music, you know. So, and it was also, you know, The bass line was played by Aston Family Man Barrett from my father's band. So that is also a spiritual connection too, you know. And great production, and thank you for Family Man for even playing on that first album, you know. Yeah, man.
Yeah. In fact, you expose positivity and negativity at the same time. On, for example, Cynthia in the Dark on your album, A Time and Place. Can you tell us about this one?
We're sitting in the dark waiting for the Father. So, you know, the Father, as we say, when we speak about the Father, it's God that we're speaking about again. So sitting in the dark is when, you know, when we don't know, you know, our true power, our spiritual power. So we're sitting in the dark. And the light is knowledge. The light is the knowledge. So when we get brought into the light now, it's like we couldn't wait to see the light because the darkness was like most of our lifetime. You know, most people's lifetime is in the dark. All you do is go to work, come home. You don't know nothing about what is your purpose. Are you born here just to pay bills and pay tax? That don't make no sense to me. We're not born here to pay somebody for being born, you know? No, we are here to serve God and find God because, you know, the good book tells us that man made a sin, and from that day, man has been on the road of trying to find back themselves, trying to find back the Almighty, you know, because the Almighty stopped speaking physically to people now that you can be, you know, like you know, that you're going to shake when you hear his voice. Now, the voice is so like a whisper. And if you don't pay attention, you will not hear that word, you know, the whispering, that consciousness. So you're sitting in the dark until Father come and put you in the light with the knowledge, you know, and awareness. Like people like, you know, Bob Marley and different people that can come and spread a word that gives us a light. And then we can research for ourselves, you know.
Yeah. Do you feel the spirit of your father around you or something?
Every time.
Your vibration. Yeah, every time. Yeah.
Especially when it's time to do the spiritual work, you know. Yeah, when we're living our own little life, you know. But if you're driving your car and doing this, maybe not, you know. But once one conscious thought comes into you, whatever it is, something that you've got to do, then that spirit comes in. And the spirit is the spirit of all of the prophets from ever since, from Noah, Moses, come right up, is the same kind of feeling, I think, that they all got, you know. And it's not something that we can sit down and study. It's something that you only feel, and something that comes over you. You know, you don't know where it comes from. You just know, oh, here it is. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can you tell us also about your group? You did with your brothers, Ghetto Youth Crew, and you're touring in the USA for 3 years in '93. Can you tell us about this era?
Yeah, you're really digging some history there. I like that. Yes, those were the days when, you know, we was experimenting on the music, you know, and being in the U.S., you know, and trying to reach out to different cultures, you know. So, yes, we spent some time working on the hip-hop and working on, you know, coming from working on our father's album, Chant Down Babylon, which was hip-hop-orientated, urban, you know. And then ended up having to work alongside Lauryn Hill for Lauryn Hill Miseducation album. From there, you know, we kind of liked the flavor of what we was doing. You know, and then we started, you know, we tested out something called Ghetto Youth Crew, which is Steven, you know, sometimes Kimani, and a few other artists like Daddy Gun. You know, which is a bridging of ours, which is no longer here, you know. So it was something that we toured America. We did quite a few things. The people loved it. We loved it, but we didn't really come up with the album. You know, but it was something that we could have, you know. But, you know, it just shows you, it's just a feeling. We wanted to do that, we did it. We didn't do no album to show you how great it was, that you didn't even need the album to tour. They just wanted to know that, wow, the brothers are doing this, and it's something totally different. You know, and it was a movement, and it is a movement, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Julian, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. Before we go, though, I want to give you the floor, you know, so you can give them your social media as well as, you know, anything else you want to say. It's all yours, brother.
Yes, man. Yes, people. I just want to know, make you know, to love one another, take care of yourselves, you know. Love God, love life. And check out, keep supporting the music, you know. You know, we have the Instagram, all the social platforms. I'm on all social platforms, Julian Marley. You know, jujurial.net for the Jujurial marijuana brand stuff. Jujurial.net is where you can find your stuff. And yes, just keep on loving the music and supporting what is right, you know. This is Julian Juju Marley. Love.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, brother. As we leave, we're going to leave him with Broken Sail one more time. It's a phenomenal
All
song.
All right. Yes. Keep done.
Ooh, I wonder why I feel this way. Will it ever change? I don't wanna feel this way no more. Well, I don't wanna feel this way no more. Oh no. Look how far we come, and still no liberty. Unity and love can eliminate poverty. You got no potential and a few mouths to feed, and that's the reality. But there is trouble, Jackie, on the road, my friend. Instead of opportunities, all I see is jail. I've got no job since the boss laid me off, and I've been searching. Pressure on, yeah.